حي على الفلاح.
This is in Sahih Bukhari. It's a very famous one. Hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam. The Prophet was asked about the signs of the hour, and he replied, Jibreel asked him, when is the day of judgment? And then the Prophet responded that the one being asked is not any more knowledgeable than the one asking. And then he said, then what are the signs of the hour? And the Prophet mentioned that you see the naked, barefoot shepherds competing in the construction of tall buildings. So, again, this is spoken 1400 years ago, and the Prophet would not know this unless he definitely was a genuine prophet, and of course he was, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's saying you will see the naked and barefoot shepherds competing in the construction of tall buildings. Now, what does that mean? So this guy, he owns a multi-billion dollar structure, this skyscraper. What does it mean, naked and barefoot? It means they were recently poor. It's just a beautiful way of describing them as recently they were just shepherds who were naked and barefoot, and now suddenly they have all this wealth and they're competing. And this is not like out of need here, but just out of whatever it is, competing in the construction of tall buildings. A good reminder that the hadith never said it was haram to compete or that tall buildings are haram or disliked or makruh or anything, or even negatively saying they're a waste of wealth. No, nothing like that. But it's just interesting how recently they were poor, and then suddenly, you know what's interesting? You know, and when you think of a place with a lot of tall, like skyscrapers, you know, most people probably think of Dubai, right? Very popular, tallest building, Burj Al Khalifa and all that. Someone sent a black and white picture of Dubai. You know, obviously this is after cameras were invented, but you just never believe how quickly and how recently they came into a lot of wealth, you know. Because it was just a destroyed, busted up town, you know, with small little roads and small little houses and donkeys everywhere. And then you would not believe that in just such a short period of time it looks the way it does. And that's exactly what the Prophet ﷺ hinted to here when he said they're naked and barefoot. Meaning recently they were naked and barefooted, and then suddenly they're competing in the construction of the tallest buildings, and the tallest buildings in the world at that. Okay. Prophet said, the hour will not be established until wealth becomes plentiful, to the extent that a person will have to gather his wealth while waiting for someone to accept his charity. And he will call to a man who will say, I have no need of this wealth. In another narration, there's another hadith that the hour will not be established till wealth increases amongst you. So some scholars said increases amongst you. Who was the Prophet ﷺ speaking to at this point? He's speaking to the companions, so amongst you. And others said no, he's speaking to the ummah. Anyways, they mentioned four different points where this same minor sign can be manifested. Number one, they said during the time of Umar Ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, wealth became very plentiful. So that could be the first manifestation. Or two, they said during the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, and I mentioned this before, that there was so much wealth that they couldn't find poor people in Africa to give the zakah money to. Third, during the time of the Mahdi. So now in the future, when the Mahdi comes, and because there's in the hadith also describes that he will scoop up gold and silver and give to people without counting. So wealth will increase at the time of the Mahdi. And then the fourth one, wealth will increase during the time of Isa alayhi salam when he returns. There will actually not even be need for wealth, although just be khair and goodness all over. So these are four different times or possible and plausible times of this hadith, or manifestations of this hadith. And with that being said, it's important to mention that, you know, it's one of the shuyukh used to also always say something interesting. He would say there are two things that Muslims misunderstand. They always misunderstand fun and wealth. Like when it comes to wealth, Everybody wants it. Everybody wants to be a millionaire. Everybody wants to have the next business that will make him so much money. But when we're together in public, we pretend like it's something dirty and filthy. I know of this multi-millionaire, may Allah bless his wealth, and he pulled the plug on this major deal, this business deal that he was going to sign a contract, and he canceled it the last moment. So when he was asked why, he said, I went to the masjid to pray Isha, and the imam got up and he said, he gave a talk, and he said, if you already have a lot of wealth, you shouldn't be working to get more wealth. And I don't know what that is based on, but you'll see companions who were extremely wealthy and they were millionaires by, you know, our standards. And we're talking about Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, we're talking about Rahman ibn Auf, extremely wealthy, Abu Bakr himself, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah was very wealthy. But they never said, oh, I have enough money, let me stop working. They kept working and they kept helping and they kept spending for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. But anyways, we just have this thing where when it comes to wealth, we pretend that it's dirty and it's bad and you shouldn't have a lot of it. But deep down, we want to have a lot of it and we plan to do a lot of good and khair if we get a lot of money. Important to mention that there's nothing bad or dirty about wealth, so long as it's from halal earnings and you spend it on the halal. Then there's nothing wrong with it whatsoever. Okay, so that was wealth becoming plentiful. This is in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim as well, narrated by Abu Huraira. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, time will become close. Okay, so it's the same hadith, but we're just looking at a different angle. Time will become close, actions will decrease, stinginess will be the norm, and keeping will become prevalent. Okay, so we're looking at it from a number of different angles this time. We said stinginess will be the norm. People will get more and more stingy, whereas people, especially amongst in our ummah, were a lot more generous before. And they would give from having very, very little. Someone has very little and they give, they're actually giving more as far as percentage. Or, you know, if you have like, let's just make it easy. If you have $2 and you give $1, you give 50% of what you own. But if someone has, you know, $1 billion and he gives 500,000 away, that's a very small percentage of what they have. Anyways, the companions were extremely, extremely generous. And no one can really match them in generosity. But that was their situation. And then people start to get more and more stingy. Then what's interesting, the hadith says, king will become prevalent. And that could be due to a lot of things. That could be due to people morally becoming more and more, let's say, bankrupt. Or it could also be due to devices that make it easier in our days, in our lifetime, than let's say 1,000 years ago. And if you look at the death rates that would be in a major battle like Badr and Uhud, and it's really a small number by comparison. You know, as one person said, one device now, today the death rate would be much, much higher than that. If any of you looked at the numbers of people or images, graphics of those who died at World War I and II, unbelievable numbers. Or it could be that people morally are just getting worse and worse, and it's not so much of a big deal to kill someone anymore. This is narrated by Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, he narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there will be people who eat through their speech or earn through their speech just as a cow earns from the earth. So they said, the scholars explained it. Doesn't mean that if you're going to become a motivational speaker or a public speaker and that's how you're going to make money, then it's haram for you. But they're saying it's referring to false speech. People who lie and give false testimony, false praises, false oath. They're saying these things and then they get money for that. You know, even if it's, you know, making a testimonial for a product, they're falsely advertising a product or lying on behalf of that company because they're going to get paid and so on and so forth. That's what the hadith is talking about. And what's interesting is that the narrator, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he had an incident with his son. So basically in this incident here, Umar, this is the son of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he needed something from his father, so he comes to him. Now in the old days, if you needed something from the Khalifa, you would go and you would praise him in poetry and rhyming words, and then you ask for what you need. So Umar is the son of this great companion. He needed something from him, So he starts with some poetry, using eloquent words, and then when he was done, he asked for what he wanted. So his father, radiallahu anhu, tells him, "My son, have you finished speaking?" And you know, and when you read that, you see how much the companions like were respectful to their children. Like how, you know, his son is doing something that he doesn't approve of, but he doesn't like cut him off, he doesn't stop him, he doesn't tell him to zip it or be quiet. He just waits, and when he's done, he says, "My son, have you finished speaking?" His son said, "Yes." Then he said, "You have never been further away from reaching your need than now. And I have never been more uninterested in you than when I heard these words of yours. I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say," this is a companion father, he's ending with a quoting a hadith, he says, "I heard the Prophet say, there will be people who will earn through their living through their tongues as a cow eats from the ground." And so it doesn't mean that they're, you know, motivational speakers or they're instructors or, you know, these other people who travel and tell companies how to make more money. It's not talking about any of that. It's talking about someone who will give false praise, false testimony, will tell lies, and, you know, all of that to get paid. That's what it's talking about. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.